When you love riding a motorcycle, you want to ride it everywhere, even to a physical.
Let's check your weight. Hop on the scale. Look at that. You're down a few pounds.
Oh, yeah. Must be the new carbon fiber wheels.
And when you love saving money, you want to save even more. That's why GEICO makes it easy to bundle your motorcycle and car insurance.
I'm going to prescribe 91 octane for your engine knock, and we'll want to see you again in 3,000 miles.
Kickstart your savings with GEICO Motorcycle. Bundle and save on the things you love.
Welcome back. It's another Bob and Tom Extra. This is Christopher. Not only is the Bob and Tom Show live every weekday morning, but every afternoon we'll give you a little extra in case you missed anything. On the big show today, Tom is out on assignment. We have a cat pain app and a vaccine wrap.
Welcome back to the Bob and Tom Show. Tom on assignment today. Nonetheless, there's Christy at the Navy Federal Credit Union News Desk. There's Pat Godwin at the Oxford Gold Performance
Room.
Rotunda.
Oh, it's a rotunda.
Is it?
It's not round.
It's kind of like an octagon in here.
Pavilion.
Yeah.
That works. That's also not
Oxford
right.
Gold.
It's just a room.
Hi, Josh. How are you? There's Ace Cosby, not causing trouble.
Hello, Mr. McGee,
sir. Darn right.
Hi, Willie. Wow.
I think Josh is trying to squash your morale there, Chad.
Never.
He's trying to syrup my... No.
Hey, we all know who we are. Syrup,
what is it?
Butter your waffles?
Butter my... Yeah, are you trying to butter my waffle?
Hey, a man in China reportedly tried relieving constipation by inserting a live eel into his rectum.
Oh, no.
According
what?
To
no. Do the huh. That's funny.
Will you read the headline?
A man in China reportedly tried relieving constipation by inserting a live eel into his rectum.
Huh?
According so told you. To
the Global Times, the eel traveled up the man's rectum into his colon, which the creature chewed through to enter his abdomen.
Oh, my Lord.
Guess where I got this story?
Where'd you get this?
Dad sent this to me this morning.
This is brutal.
He chewed through his colon?
The man from East China's Jingshu province said he was initially too shy, to seek help before eventually going to the hospital where doctors surgically removed the eel that was reportedly still alive.
Oh, this is so sick.
A physician is reported to have said the man could have lost his life. Of course. Yeah, well, duh.
Sure. Could have been eeled to death.
Well, he couldn't. And the bacteria in the large intestine, of course, would reach his abdominal cavity and you're gone.
What else did the doctor say there, Pat?
No, the patient said he couldn't take any more, eh?
Oh, amore eel. Yeah.
That's how I felt.
Amore.
Pat, you have a song for this next story.
I do.
Yes. Like
get ready, buddy. Get ready. Get the starting block.
So that guy lived. He's fine.
Yeah, he lived.
Dude, well, tell the tale.
We've answered the question, what's worse than a tapeworm?
Yeah. Do not put a live eel up your ass.
He thought that would take care of constipation.
How do you not? I mean, how do you not go to like CVS or whatever the equivalent
well, it's
is?
Yeah,
how is
China.
The eel your first
go to?
You didn't even try a pencil first?
even in the.
Work it out. Don't they have enema bags there or
the
whatever?
Poorest country, don't they have laxatives available? I mean,
they must.
They've got weird just, mushrooms or something.
Yeah, drink a few iced coffees. There's other ways to do this.
Yeah,
man.
Have a bowl of ice cream. Anything will work.
No, the eel.
Use a pencil, work it out.
Right? I have another question. Where did he get an eel? Are eels around? Are they just
well,
I mean, I'm not, I don't live in this province of China, but
right,
they must.
Can you go to the market and get one? Maybe?
Yes, you can. A lot of when I lived in Korea, a ton of restaurants would have tanks outside of the that would have eels and squid and stuff.
Oh, okay.
Oh, eel is very good.
So, eel is delicious.
Yeah, it's very
good. I thought they had to go to like a swamp and find an eel and it was like hunting for something.
I'm going to play Tom here. I think something else was going on.
I thought.
Yeah.
Oh, you think it was for sexual pleasure?
Uh-huh. Sex thing.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You know what I need?
Well, of course they're going.
Well, that makes sense.
They're going to say.
Well, I can understand that.
Yeah.
Sure.
That constipation thing is sick.
If he's just, trying to get his ticket punched,
why not?
Bless his heart, I'm all for it.
There's a new app out there that claims it can tell if your cat is happy. An animal health technology company called Sylvester AI has developed the app called Tabley. Tabley uses a phone's camera to determine whether a feline is feeling any pain. It analyzes ear and head position, eye narrowing, muzzle tension, and how whiskers change to detect if the animal's in distress.
Well, this is a good thing.
I'm guessing cat owners would not like to know about the development process of this invention. Am I right on that?
A company spokeswoman said it helps
cat
owners.
Hit him again. Did he feel that? Yeah.
To know if their cat is in pain or not. I'm skeptical.
That it works?
Me too.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Do you know when your cat's in pain, Ace?
I don't care.
I don't care.
Gosh. Spoken like a true cat.
You know what? You know what? That's what the cat says about you.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Don't you love Ace? I don't care.
It's creepy when she sits there and watches me shower.
Oh, God.
That's on you, buddy.
I had a cat that did that, too. I always just assumed it was so concerned because cats hate the water so much. Like, how can you stand there and do that?
Now, my first cat, she would sit in the bathtub so I could wash her, bathe her.
Oh, no kidding.
Yeah.
Wow, the rare water-loving cat.
That was a great cat.
Yeah.
So you and
this
your,
cat you have now wet, is crazy.
You and your cat before this one would bathe each other in the shower.
That's what I'm hearing.
Is that right?
I would bathe her.
You would bathe your cat.
Baby shampoo.
A big sopping.
Yeah, that's right. Ace has been known to make.
Hey, Pat, don't you have a song?
I do for the app. Yeah, okay. The cat app. Remember that?
The cat app.
Remember that?
If you want to know if your cat is happy, check the app. If there's no purr when you pet her fur, check your app.
Okay.
Or clear your head, go for a jog, run to the pound, rescue a dog. And don't worry about your cat and that stupid app.
I like cats a lot. I love them, actually.
Do you?
I'm scared.
I love dogs
them.
And cats.
Are you? Would you get a kitten and a puppy and raise them
every
together?
Week I look at kittens.
Yeah. Why don't you get one? They're a lot easier than a puppy.
Yeah, they're much more self.
Yeah.
Let my heart heal first.
Okay. Oh, sorry.
Gotcha.
Speaking of that, a dog that was missing for 2 years has been spotted on a local TV news broadcast.
What? Doing sports.
Yeah.
That's interesting.
Red Rugger.
Red Sox took it on the chin.
he only likes teams with dog-based names.
I love Butler.
The Wisconsin Humane Society said a Fox 6 News Milwaukee viewer tuned in to one of the organization's Adopt-a-Pet segments just as a volunteer began describing a small brown dog with an underbite. The man named Dwight recognized the dog as Payday, his puppy that had gone missing 2 years earlier, and contacted the station.
They named the dog Payday?
Mm-hmm.
He runs away, but he always comes back on the 1st and the 15th.
That's right.
Okay.
After Fox 6 reached out to the organization, little Payday was reunited with his family that afternoon.
When Payday was a puppy, he got into a bowl of nuts, and then
the rest.
They look like Paydays, you see. A poop joke in honor of Tom.
Oh, that's nice.
WHS, that's the Wisconsin Humane Society.
And their news is on your side.
Said that while Dwight usually turns off his TV every night, he must have left it on by accident, or perhaps fate intervened that day.
I would like to think so.
To get Payday back to his home.
Huh.
Mm. Just a coincidence, you know. Don't call it fate.
Or maybe somebody with the news team kidnapped his dog and held him for ransom.
For 2 years.
Yeah, and let him see, okay, this is the...
Yeah.
Pay the ransom or the dog gets it, right?
No.
Or the dog.
Well, that's how you kidnap or dog nap, right?
That is how you nap.
You cut up
nap anything, really. You got to say, hey, money or... He gets it.
Proof of life.
Do they still do the magazine clippings for the ransom notes? Because who reads magazines anymore? You got to get...
There's a font that you can... I think it's called Ransom.
There's a Ransom font.
Yeah, he's absolutely right. Yeah.
Thank
you. We at Apple want to make it easy for you kidnappers.
Yeah. Are you tired of clipping out letter after letter?
With our simple app, yeah.
You're right, though. People don't have magazines laying around, except for your dad, like they used to.
Yeah, they do. Yeah. If somebody walked into a store and was purchasing a stack of magazines, a Polaroid camera... When you go, well, who are you kidnapping?
Probable cause.
There you go. There's your ransom font.
Yeah,
that's great.
How about that?
How about you, huh?
What's the next font? Zodiac?
What can I get for Jimmy?
Get him used to that.
You're going to get Jimmy back, I'll tell you that.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
After a day.
Yeah, you're going to...
Yeah. Too many questions.
The kid made us take him to Red Lobster. Who is this kid?
And we're out, and he's got a filthy mouth. He embarrassed me.
Who, Jimmy?
And my mother, yes.
Oh, he'll cuss every now and again. Oh,
nah, he's a good kid. He's got a mouth like a...
Like a sailor?
Like a comedian.
Oh.
Actually, sailors say they have a mouth like Jimmy.
They do, yeah.
Isn't that... it's flipped around.
When you love riding a motorcycle, you want to ride it everywhere, even to a physical.
Let's check your weight. Hop on the scale. Look at that. You're down a few pounds.
Oh, yeah. Must be the new carbon fiber wheels.
And when you love saving money, you want to save even more. That's why GEICO makes it easy to bundle your motorcycle and car insurance.
I'm going to prescribe 91 octane for your engine knock, and we'll want to see you again in 3,000 miles.
Kickstart your savings with GEICO Motorcycle. Bundle and save on the things you love.
Christy, what do you got over there?
Well, you've heard of Joints for Jabs programs, but yeah. One San Francisco nonprofit is upping the ante by also offering $200 to those who write and perform a rap song about getting the COVID-19 vaccine. SF Gate reports that nonprofit Code Tenderloin will host a vaccine rap day event today, July 30th.
Tenderloin.
Yes. Attendees aged 21 or older will receive an eighth of an ounce of cannabis in exchange for getting vaccinated on site.
Is the tenderloin thing some sort of a code word or something?
Sort of. I have no idea.
Man, I love a good tenderloin. That's my new eat.
Food aspect.
You like tenderloins?
I just discovered them, and I've lived here my whole life.
You've never had a tenderloin?
I don't remember it.
You got to load it up with mayonnaise?
Oh, yeah. No. Just plain, just lettuce, maybe a little Frank's hot sauce.
That's right.
Was it Confucius who said, she who like tenderloin have loin tenders? Wait, what?
Well. No,
she you jumped who off the board expecting water, didn't you?
Tenderloin.
Yes, thank you. That's what it was. Oh. Well, I was trying to translate it from the Chinese. I had trouble.
Rappers and singers who get vaccinated are also encouraged to perform an original song about the COVID-19 vaccine in exchange for a $200 Visa gift card.
$200 Visa gift card.
Yes.
Can the song be about anything?
No, it has to be about COVID-19. I just said
the vaccine?
That.
But I mean, can it be they're tracking you with those chips?
Josh, if Tom were here, he'd be screaming at you.
No, I'm just saying.
I plugged my charger into me. Check it out. I got 5G.
Yeah. You're freestyling over there.
How about you're 19 and you're mine. COVID. Yeah.
Yeah. Hey.
COVID.
How are you?
Well, actually, you guys, I don't know. I kind of talked to the folks out there, and there's the time difference, but I did write I have a rap for
you. Oh, you do?
Are you kidding me?
Right. Getting some cash and Ace.
Need some music?
Yeah, do you have a little backup, a little beat for me?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
We're getting vaccinated, gang. Come on.
Yeah.
That's right. Here.
Okay. Shots. A shot. Shots. Summer's so hot, I can't think. So I'm gonna get my shot and then I'm getting a drink. I'm vaccinated. I ain't lying. Yeah, I'm saving this country. Call me Private Ryan. I'm a patriot in this fight. I'm like Mel Gibson, but I'm super nice. A joint for a jab has me enlisting. 200 for an ounce. Check local listing.
Hey! Nice.
Your dad is here for that.
That's nice. Drop
very nice.
You do rap like your father.
Oh, yeah. Thank you very much. I play it pretty straight. You know?
Sure.
Back in the day, I might put a little funk on it.
No, put a little stank.
Mm-hmm.
Isn't that what they say?
Put a little stank on it.
The kids.
Well, I can't say, yeah, you guys, I wrote a rap for you, and then put on a voice for it. I can't go into an impression.
Yeah. We probably shouldn't.
Maybe shouldn't appropriate, perhaps. I don't know.
What you got there, Joshy?
Christy?
Yeah.
The smell of a New Jersey pot factory's been putting off local residents. News 12 New Jersey.
We're on your side.
Hey, turn your mic on, dummy.
We're on your side.
Reports that Verano Holdings, one of the nation's largest medical marijuana cultivators, has moved into a former Walmart building in Reddington, New Jersey. Some of the neighbors there complaining that the smell from the facility is driving them crazy. 68 residents have signed a petition calling for the township to do something about the odor. Are they getting high, you think, on it?
It is objectionable.
Can you get high on just the smell?
High on the smell.
I think that's just a rumor.
The smoke, I think, obviously.
Yeah, if someone's blowing smoke in your face and you're inhaling it directly, then
well,
sure. But yeah.
Obviously.
I don't think that just living near somewhere that produces marijuana would...
Hmm.
Yeah, just the smell is the only issue, I guess.
Yeah, it's probably skunky.
Yeah, kind of skunky.
I've never been around a marijuana farm. Don't know what it smells like.
But, I mean, that's just part of it. Like, in bourbon country, there are whole towns that smell like burnt caramel, you know, because they're close to the stills.
Yeah, or any brewery. Exactly. Yeah, they all...
Folks kind of like it. This is just...
I found the worst are paper mills. Have you ever driven by one of those?
Yeah. They're terrible.
That is brutal.
In Ohio, Chillicothe, there on the Ohio border.
Soybean factories.
What are they doing? So yeah, a rendering, some kind of rendering plant.
Yeah.
Ugh.
You know what else smells is a poop factory.
Oh, yeah.
Where they make
smells
all that?
Like, yeah. Oh.
There's only like four or five places in the country. That
I know, but when you know when you're by one, I'll tell you that.
The poop factory.
I got to clock in, honey. Look,
I hope there's an eight-year-old in a backseat somewhere.
Can you?
That Josh Arnold is the funniest person.
Honey, can you shower tonight before you come home from the poop factory?
Especially if it's a double shift, right?
Yeah, double shift.
Oh, when I was in high school, one of my neighbors, he worked at the meat packing plant.
He pooped on you?
Oh, that's what I heard, and you liked it? Is that
was he John Mayer?
I was in high school, you guys.
We're just saying it now, huh?
Oh, my Lord.
We're just saying it.
We've already said it.
Never mind. A California restaurant struggling with a worker shortage is employing a food delivery robot to help pick up the slack.
Must deliver food.
Here, the Sugar Mediterranean.
Take the meal here.
Eat.
The Sugar Mediterranean Bistro in Stockton, California, unveiled the newest member of its staff, a food carrying robot. Look at our new team member, the Facebook video post said. General Manager Anna Ortiz said the restaurant purchased the robot to ease the burden on staff and amidst a worker shortage. It's a lifesaver, you know. It helps us bring out all the food, Ortiz told KOVR-TV.
We're on your side.
Cover the table that is closest to the patio. I press go. It'll take it right out.
They programmed me to feel hunger, but I can never eat. Oh, what an awful existence.
She did add that the robot just carries food. Customers still get face-to-face interaction with their servers.
Man.
Do you feel like that's a cool thing to do? Or
so it's taking it from the kitchen to the servers?
To the table.
I like it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I guess. I don't know. It's
not any different than, don't they have like model trains that deliver your food or something in some of the restaurants?
At Pizza King's.
Choo-choo!
Mm-hmm.
You ever go to the Rotary Sushi? That's a lot of fun.
No.
For some reason, that seems weird to me. I've never done that.
It's Lazy cool, Susan
yeah.
Sushi?
Is very
I also
cool.
feel like I'd walk up to check out and they'd be like, that'll be $110.
Oh, my God!
Easily.
Yeah.
The one that I went to, it's sort of like color-based. So like the orange rolls are like sort of an all-you-can-eat thing. And then an orange with one red roll.
I thought you were going to say something else.
There's little... The plates are a certain
stickers.
Color.
Yeah. The color at the counter. Color base. Yeah.
Oh, okay. Yeah, that's what I'm...
Put you by the kitchen. Yeah, you know better.
Oh, never going to mention Rotary Sushi Bars ever again.
They're fun.
They're a lot of fun.
They're fun.
My fat buddy Derek, me and him go to a Rotary Sushi Bar, shut the place down.
Hey, how is your fat buddy Derek?
Oh, he's good. He's
still fat?
Still fat.
Oh.
How many is he over? You think he's like 80 pounds over, 100 pounds over?
Probably. I think he's been walking a lot. He's a good guy. He's a comic in Chicago. Derek Strong, funny guy.
In Australia, a Gold Coast couple have been inundated with requests after offering their goat herd as an eco-friendly alternative to trimming your lawn.
Oh.
Michael McConnell, who owns his own property maintenance business, Maudsland Lawn Mowing.
Michael McDonald
for goat mow.
Said he was having trouble finding reliable workers on the Gold Coast. These guys actually turn...
The Gold Coast? Canadian?
Where the hell are you from? The Gold Coast. Yeah, the Gold Coast.
Ooh, sorry.
These guys actually turn up for work and get the job done. They get to go places where other people can't, and they're going to... turn up not hungover, and they don't complain, apparently, the goats.
Oh, you.
Here with the goat.
Josh's favorite.
The goat mo. Who here? Here.
Goat's tied to his hands.
Eat. Hurt.
Boy, this is one of the worst intros of all time.
Shake like Michael McDonald.
I'll ruin the doobies.
They won Grammy after strong. Grammy.
I know, they really did.
Taking it to the streets.
That's it for another Bob and Tom Show Extra. Catch us on iTunes, Google Play, and Stitcher. For Bob and Tom Extra, this is Christopher. Take care, everybody.
Hey, I'm Chris Van Vliet. Go behind the scenes and beyond the headlines with the biggest names in pro wrestling and beyond.
Mr. Sandman.
All I ever wanted to be was a pro wrestler. So I got to live my life and make people really happy.
The Heartbreak Kid himself, Shawn Michaels.
Do you think there's anybody better than you were?
I think I was great at what I did. And I think other people were great at what they did as well. Greatness is more a mindset, I think, than anything else.
Mindset, motivation, insight with Chris Van Vliet. Follow and listen on your favorite platform.